My name is John Erling, and today's date is August 7th, 2014. And we're here to tell the story of Major League Baseball pitcher Warren Spahn, who was an Oklahoman. He had strong ties to the state. Warren was a left-handed pitcher with 363 career wins, the most of any left-handed pitchers in the majors. He was 21 years in the majors in the National League. Here to tell the Warren Spahn story is his son, Greg Spahn. So, Greg, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please, and where you were born.
I'm Greg Spahn. I was born October 1st, 1948, in Boston, Massachusetts. Present age is 65.
And we're recording this in the facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. You live now where? Where
Broken
you?
Arrow.
Your mother's name, her maiden name, and where she came from, where she was born.
Her name is Laureen Hill. She was born in McAllister, Oklahoma. She was instrumental in my father coming to Oklahoma.
Describe her personality. What kind of person was she?
Oh, very loving and a great mother. Loved the McAllister area. She followed Dad in baseball, and they spent the first couple of winters in Buffalo and Boston, which were brutal for her. The third winter, she talked him into trying Oklahoma. He came down and realized that you could see the ground year-round in Oklahoma and out in the country where they weren't around a bunch of people, and he loved it. He decided this is where they're going to make their winter home.
Yeah. Your father's full name?
Warren Edward Spahn.
Who was he named for?
He was named after President Warren Harding, and his Edward came from his father.
Warren was born what date?
April 23rd, 1921.
And where was he born?
In Buffalo, New York.
So just at the outset, describe his personality around the family and you. What was he like?
Very complex. Obviously, he was a winner. He was a competitor. He was an absolute great father and a very endearing person. He was a jokester. Like I said, he was a fierce competitor. I think that molded everything.
What is your earliest recollection of your father being in baseball?
I have very little memory of Boston, but early Milwaukee, when the team moved to Milwaukee, that was in 1953, I started remembering a little bit of that.
Then you would have been about 5 or 6
right,
years
five
old.
5 or 6 years old.
So that's then when you realized your dad was a Major League Baseball player.
Right. And then, of course, the 1957 World Series, which they won, you know, I was older, and that was a monumental thing in our lives.
Right. Did he encourage you to play baseball?
Yes, yes. I tried very hard. Yeah. But I was right-handed, not left-handed, and I was an outfielder. The only thing I could do really well was hit.
Do you remember him even at 5, 6, 7 years old playing ball with him or anything?
Oh, yes. He was the type of father that took me everywhere. And I guess I was the type of kid that stayed out of the way, which enabled that. So I've got so many memories of the ballpark and in fact, I was there so often the Braves decided to hire me.
Did you want to be a pitcher like your father?
I didn't want to pitch, but I wanted to be an outfielder.
Oh, from the beginning?
Yes.
Could you hit?
Yes.
All right. How far did you go with your baseball?
Well, I hit over 400 in high school, got a scholarship offer from several schools, and I decided to go to Oklahoma. I hurt my shoulder for the third time there, had some grade problems, and I hung up the spikes and decided to get my college education.
Was that disappointing to you?
Yes, it was very disappointing.
Mm-hmm. High school, where did you graduate?
Hartshorne High School.
Hartshorne, Oklahoma, and
right.
We'll talk more about that.